But first, the BBC has been forced to hand over control to...
Biggiepedia has detected that you are not listening actively to Biggiepedia. If you do not listen actively in the next 10 seconds, the audio screensaver will load.
Biggiepedia, putting your ears somewhere important.
Audio screensaver loading. You've selected screensaver ducks.
Ducks.
You are now paying attention. Did you want to stop the screensaver or change the screensaver?
Changing screensaver.
Please select one of the following screensaver options.
Ducks. Bathing clowns. Paris by night.
Bonne nuit.
Cows on a seesaw. For the music lover, dueling Tarzans.
Or why not upload some sounds from your everyday life to use as an audio screensaver?
You have chosen the previous minute. Audio screensaver loading.
You have chosen screensaver...
Ducks.
Biggiepedia, in association with Kianto.
Oh, Kianto. Well, you are a doctor.
Kianto, have you got the wine chromosome?
Kianto, diagnosis. Wine.
Wherever possible and safe, Biggiepedia gives you the power to decide what it should be. The following article has been flagged as of insufficient interest to merit its own page. Please vote on whether you agree.
Subject.
Christine Newson.
Born
1980, is an actress and singer, originally from Topeka, Kansas, but now based in Inglewood, California. Christy learned acting at night school and shortly thereafter performed in the Inglewood Amateur Performing Arts Society's
No Link Found
2005 production of South Pacific, a performance described by Culver City Times as energetic. Despite not having an agent, Christy has auditioned for over 30 film and TV roles as wide-ranging as judges, mothers, and a talking cookie. There has also been some interest in her as a hand model. To book Christy Newson, who also cuts hair, please call 323-555.
This article may fail to meet Biggiepedia's fame requirement standards. What do you think?
Is Christy Newson famous enough for her own Biggie page? Join the debate.
Debate update.
317.
People have so far said...
No.
Biggie search.
Please enter your favourite search term. You have typed in Bletchley Park. Did you mean the Letchworth dog?
Article. The Letchworth dog
is a legendary or mythical beast believed to be of alien or supernatural descent, reported to have terrorised the garden city of Letchworth, Hertfordshire, for a 3.5-month period during 1908. Eyewitness reports describe a hairy, screaming tabby creature around 18 inches long with uncanny face whiskers, reflective eyes and a long, slender tail that measured a foot in length. According to literature from the Letchworth Tourism Bureau...
Letchworth! Well worth a letch!
The creature reportedly terrorised the city after dark, knocking over a dustbin and shamelessly suckling milk from a cow's udder so the herd, believed blighted, had to be set fire to.
Biggie reenactment.
Please note, due to historical reasons, the original eyewitness reports were not actually said out loud.
Biggie reenactment. Making history come true.
It was the most undogly creature I've ever seen.
It was like no canine on earth, smaller and more agile, with a mouthful of biting teeth and a terrifying white tip on its tail.
It stank of mice. With a mighty leap, the unholy dog leapt onto the roof of my wool shop, where it sat singing my name over and over,
said Mr. Raoul, an honourable merchant of Letchworth. A similar tale of the Letchworth dog's ghostly name-singing comes from Mr. Mew, a local fishmonger, so distressed by the otherworldly cries of his own name,
"Stop saying my name!"
that he moved to Welland. An editorial in the Times in June 1908 criticised the people of Letchworth for their superstition, claiming the creature is quite obviously a Chinaman.
Biggie Forum.
Skeptic 23.
Am I missing something here? It's quite obviously a cat, isn't it?
Letchworth Lion.
Or is it? Cat, Chinaman, or visitor from another moon. Make up your own mind at the Letchworth Museum, where you can also find out about the British Tabulating Machine Company. And while you're there, why not try our sandwich?
Join the debate. Is Christy Newsom...
She rejected Paige.
...famous enough to have her own Biggie page?
12,041.
People so far have said...
No.
Refresh page.
Biggiepedia. In association with Kianto.
Kianto. Now available with bits.
Warning.
Pop up! Is your baby crying? Does it need a chew? Don't give it a dog chew. They're not fit for an animal. Why not buy Bronson's Baby Chews? Available in four delicious flavours. Porridge, marrow, brown, and all new original flavour. What chews will you choose? Bronson's Baby Chews. From the makers of Bronson's Dog Chews.
Pop-up closed.
Biggie Search.
Please enter your favourite search term. You have typed in Bletchley Park, Enigma Machine, Alan Turing. Did you mean the Letchworth dog?
Article, the Letchworth dog.
The most recent investigation into the Letchworth dog was carried out by the infamously credulous and easily unnerved ghost hunter, Felix Richard.
Felix Richard's fan page.
Please note you're temporarily leaving Biggiepedia. Please return within 5 minutes to retain your statutory rights.
Welcome to me, Felix Richard's fan page, my fan page, your online home for all things ghosts, ghouls, and of course, banshees. Click here for a genuine clip from my DVD that you can soon buy by clicking on the other bit.
Clip loading.
Felix Richard in the Black Lion pub.
Now, Dave, you're the landlord of a haunted pub, aren't you?
Well, that's what they say.
But have you seen the ghost yourself?
Not personally, but I've heard all the stories.
The stories that cling to this pub like a noose to a scaffold. And I bet you hear the music at night.
Well, I don't know about that.
They say the spectre still plays piano in the cellar.
Is that right?
And apparently, although you couldn't see the entity itself, the piano keys were going up and down as if played by invisible hands.
Well...
And not even three strong men could stop the piano playing. They were flung away as if by a malevolent force.
We haven't got a piano.
So the only way was to get rid of the piano. Well, what a day. We've heard from a pub owner who encountered a terrifying force that would move a piano from room to room. A force so powerful that he and two other men were flung through a window when they tried to confront it. I don't know about you, but I don't think I'll ever go near a piano the same way again. I'm now here in a wood, just outside Manchester, with a very special lady, Miss Wednesday Apocalypse.
Hello, Felix.
Now, you lead a lot of ghost walks around the Levenshulme area.
Yes. I do walks in places like this, the Shrieking Brook.
The second most haunted brook in Greater Manchester.
It's very popular with tourists, and we take family groups.
The famous Shrieking Brook of Levenshulme. And the locals tell a tale that in these shallow waters, a depressed 18th century...
Blacksmith
was said to have drowned himself. Unable to live with the guilt of his aunt's murder, Len Alderman, Angry Len as he was called, took his own life.
That's right. And then...
And as the waters are only 2 inches deep, the man, Len, probably dressed in a tall black stovepipe hat, buckled shoes and monocle...
Cloak
would have taken several hours to drown himself.
Yes. And since that dreadful night, it's said his spectre can be raised by leaping across the brook 6 times and saying the words, "I see you, Angry Len."
Well, let's not find out.
1, "I see you, Angry Len." 2,
yeah,
"I see you, Angry
what are you
Len."
Doing?
3,
"Stop
I see you,
Stop
Angry
it.
Len."
You raise him.
4,
"He'll get us."
"I see you, Angry Len."
Stop it. What's 5, he doing, you mad bitch? What are you doing?
I'm soaked.
Listen, you invited ghosts. We're in the woods. What ghost woods? Trees have faces!
Clip ends.
You are now paying attention or have coughed. Screensaver closed. Biggiepedia has detected that you are either crouching down or young.
Selecting the appropriate page.
Page! Yay! A digital media portal written for kids by kids!
Within closely monitored behavioural parameters.
Yay!
Please note, Biggie Kids is no longer known as Hang In at the School Gates, for reasons you may have seen in the news.
Tricks, puzzles, and mind benders!
Hi, gang! Bamboozle your friends, distract your teachers, waste police time, and amaze your parents!
Or Legal Guardian.
With this great page of practical jokes, magic, and mind-bending puzzles.
Optical illusions!
Yay!
There are two types of illusions, optical illusions and magical illusions. Optical means of the eye. Magical means of the wand. Now let's try an optical illusion of our own. Listen to this picture.
Biggie image. Candlestick.
Did you hear the two faces? Then you are normal. Don't listen to this image for too long or it will break your brain.
The mind control trick.
Yay!
Tell a friend you can control their mind. Get them to move their right foot in a clockwise circle.
You can remember clockwise from the direction a wise owl's head rotates.
Then draw the number 6 anti-clockwise with their left hand.
Imagine your auntie going the other way to clockwise.
Now stand well back, because they're going to be sick.
This is called a Jessup spasm and is used by doctors all over the world.
Mind bender!
The Count is showing some visitors round his castle. As they come to one particular portrait, a visitor asks, "Who is the man in this picture?" "Aha!" exclaims the Count. "I have no brother and nor did my mother, but my father's son would know no other. Who is the man in the picture?"
Answer.
The man in the picture is the visitor himself, as it's not a picture but a mirror, and the Count is a vampire who has no reflection. The Count's rhyme is an attempt to draw attention away from this fact.
Conjury.
Here's a trick that will impress your friends. All you need is a deck of cards and a few easy moves.
The first thing you need to do is force a card. Forcing a card means making it seem as if the spectator has a free choice when in fact he doesn't.
Always ask someone's permission before you force a card on them.
Place the card you want forced in the 7th position from the top. Ask your friend to think of a number between 1 and 10. Most people say 7.
Now carry out a side slip top undercut with the 3rd phalange of the right 2nd finger and palm slip it into the pack, executing a left diagonal crimp of the top 15 cards, holding them with a flesh break.
Say, an ordinary deck of cards.
As you say this, execute your favourite undercut top sweep to take the group of 15 into the gambler's drop placement. In jog 1, drop 6, out jog 1, drop 4, and then cull the kings, cutting the in jog to the top.
This should all be done as naturally as possible. Remember to practice in front of a mirror, or if you're too young to have a mirror, use a shiny wok.
Then, using the listen method at the strip crimp, execute a 2nd deal lift on the 3rd and then spread them to show the chosen card in the middle of the group. This looks more impressive than it sounds.
Remember to say ta-da, as it helps people clap.
That was chapter 7. What to do if they say 7? For other answers, see chapters 1 to 6 or 8 to King.
Returning you to Grown Up Bigopedia, sponsored by Kianto.
Kianto, what are you looking at?
Kianto are legally proud to sponsor Bigopedia. If you enjoy being advertised at by Kianto, why not take a look at Kianto ads through the ages?
Menu.
1950, 1940, 1930, 1920.
1923, the chimney sweep.
Glass of Kianto, Millicent.
Don't mind if I do, Myrtle. I can feel it cleaning my insides.
That's the Kianto difference.
It feels like a real brush.
I know.
Kianto, it's like swallowing a chimney sweep.
Return to menu.
1940, 1950, 1960, 1970, 1973.
Big Chief Hoopoo.
This clip is unavailable due to difficulties. Click here if you must.
Big Chief Hoopoo
was a character used in Kianto adverts until the 1970s, when he was ditched in the face of a public outcry claiming the character was an offensive parody of Native Americans, a claim denied by the company, who claimed Big Chief Hoopoo was the type of bloke everybody knows. Big Chief Hoopoo was red-skinned, had long, shiny black hair, and carried a tomahawk with a white man's scalp hanging off it. In the adverts, his friends Long Grass, Bouncing Cloud and Middle Distance would join him in comedy capers, running into villages and burning everything whilst drinking Kianto. A statement by the Kianto company said,
"We have decided that Big Chief Hoopoo has had a good run and we were intending to phase him out anyway."
Are you going to apologise to the Native American people?
For Big Chief Hoopoo? Not at all.
Be ungreat.
What? Is he not great?
The Chasen Company swiftly replaced Big Chief Hoopoe with the character Akilokipok, who wore fur and snowshoes and lived in an igloo.
Clip.
Still, despite there being nothing to do for 100 a mile, at least I have my Kianto, the drink that helps you club more seals.
Kianto, don't go seal hunting without it.
Oops, missed his head. I guess I will have to wear that one.
Join the debate. Is Christy Newson...
See Google top 10 searches.
Famous enough to have her own Biggie page?
563,443.
People so far have said...
No.
Refresh page. Featured article.
The Line
is an American TV drama series set in Pittsburgh, PA. Written, created and produced by F. Dean Zelnick.
See related article, Famous People with Electronic Eyes.
It is now considered by many to be the greatest television show of all time. Notable for its unusually accurate characterizations and devastatingly deep social commentary, The Line was also extremely groundbreaking technically. Zelnick, who also directed over half of the show's 72 episodes, developed innovative filmic techniques, such as the flash sideways, a way of filming déjà vu, and whole new types of camera work, for example, the skip cut, where the camera describes a parabola from the intention to the action, and the fractal smash zoom.
See related articles, post-Zelnick camera techniques, and optical injuries and the Panavision death controversy.
Enabling The Line to tell stories in ways that had never been achieved before. The Line also introduced completely new ways for television to put across information to the viewer. The whole of season 2, for example, was filmed via a technique Zelnick called respiration palimpsest. Taking place over a cold winter, the actor's breath fog was digitally removed and replaced with condensing breath from completely different words, meaning that there was an inaudible second script. To fully understand the season, it's necessary to decipher the words that have given rise to the character's breath fog, not just the words you could hear them saying. Answering objections that this was impossible, Zelnick famously replied, "No, it's just not possible yet."
Characters.
Although the plot that begins to emerge towards the end of season 4 is generally considered to be the best plot of any television show ever, it is the characters of The Line that have won it its legions of fans. The following is a brief overview of the primary characters.
Characters from The Line.
Tatuk, an Icelandic princess whose tattoos tell a deadly secret.
Ralph, an autistic stenographer cursed with perfect recall.
Joshua, a husband haunted by the memory of his own amnesia.
Carlo, whose Mexican name disgusts his immigration officer father.
Slappy, a dog caught in a game of cat and mouse.
Sitska, a fire marshal whose safety-first attitude doesn't cut it on the front line.
Marouk, an escapee so foreign, no one knows how much the price on his head is in dollars.
Lynette, a being so evil, she can only be communicated with through a theologian.
Eva, Lynette's friend from book club.
And the Grey Lady, who has haunted the precinct for years, unaware that she is the ghost of a woman who is still alive.
Biggie break. Take a break. A biggie break.
Biggie maze. Can you find your way out of the maze?
Left. Left. Right. Left. Right. Let a spider has eaten you.
Spot the difference. Here are two pictures. Can you spot the five differences between them?
Biggie image one.
A picture of Princess Micah of Kent with two rings, a blue hat, one necklace and a handbag with three pockets.
Biggie image two.
A picture of Princess Michael of Kent with three rings, a turquoise hat, one bangle, no necklace and the face of a wolf.
Aren't men silly? A weekly roundup of the lighter side of the hairier sex, with thanks to Brenda magazine.
I came home early from work and found my husband wearing my best American tan pop socks and a nightie. Apparently he got them confused with his trousers. Aren't men silly?
My brother isn't sexually attracted to me, even though I am very pretty indeed. Aren't men silly?
Whenever I start thinking that men aren't silly, I watch an episode of Mork and Mindy. They are ludicrous. Men do say the silliest things. The other day, my husband asked where turkeys came from. He was red-faced when I told him he's not supposed to go in my turkey room.
My husband's moustache scares our children. I wish he'd take it with him when he goes out. Aren't men silly?
Highlight moustache.
My husband's moustache.
Article contributed by username Fantastic.
Moustaches are a stylish masculine way to accessorise or face-cessorise your face. There are even more ways of wearing a moustache than there are of spelling it. And the remarkable thing is that they suit every face, except a woman's. There are as many types of moustaches as there are people. 12. the toothbrush, the walrus, the Biddy Baxter, and nine more. Look at Hitler, his exquisite moustache.
Hitler, disambiguation.
For Hitler, the style of moustache, similar to a large Biddy Baxter, click here. For Adolf Hitler, German Chancellor, 1933 to 1945, click here. For Gary Hitler Baines, former presenter of children's game show Nutcase, click...
Nutcase, disambiguation.
For Nutcase the insult, click here. For Nutcase, the hard shell surrounding the likes of walnuts, pecans...
Pecan, disambiguation.
For Pecan, the 1987 dance craze which brought down Switzerland's Christian Democrat Party, click here. For Pecan the colour, click here.
Pecan is one of the 18 new colours, or noble colours, discovered in 1978, described as a quarter of the way between yellow and purple, but shinier and less easy to see. Pecan
is... Back a page!
Pecan, disambiguation.
For Pecan, the cartoon squirrel, from the Uruguayan Hammer safety advertisements, click here.
¿Qué hace Pecan?
Hola, Pecan!
This is in not English. Would you like it translated?
Automatic Biggie Trans translating.
What are do, Pecan?
Hello, Pecan.
Hello, the children. See, I shake my hammer to mend the gun is full of gun fat.
Be awake. Your gun fat is all over everywhere. The place is climb on your hands.
Have careful.
Aye! My features! This is not the place for a ball or claw hammer.
Pecan, what is problematic of your face?
The ball or claw hammer. He is lost in my nasal and ocular cavities.
Let us make a tug of war off the hammer out.
Come around me to make a teacher.
Pecan to make a teacher of the day.
Today my face is a cave. But promise me always, my warning to you, to not to welcome the balls or claws hammers of into your face. Always wash the gun fat from your hands before you're shaking the ball or claw hammer.
We promise.
Thanks, you, the new government.
Join the debate. Is Christy Newson...
See influence websites, names to be aware of.
Famous enough to have her own Biggie page.
21,503,773.
People so far have said...
No.
Refresh my...
Pop-up wax to see you. The perfect surprise gift. Simply send us a plaster cast of yourself, a friend or a loved one, or just a photograph and dimensions. And the next day, a life-sized wax replica will be waiting for you on your or their doorstep.
Wax to see you.
Wax to see you. Perfect for birthdays, wedding gifts and prizes. Going away on a business trip. No need to be alone. Need to make an impression. Here's a business card they won't throw away in a hurry. Wax to see you. Or for school. It's both educational and companion.
What have you brought in for show and tell?
My mum.
But I thought she was... Oh.
Wax to see you. Remember them in all their glory. See their comforting silhouettes as you come home from work. Who's that in the window? It's the wife who can never leave you again.
Where are you going, darling?
Nowhere. She's going nowhere. On a budget, why not order a ready-made waxwork of one of our more popular figures? It's the perfect dinner party you've always dreamed of. Jesus, Gandhi, Beyonce, chess grandmaster Nigel Short, and Goofy.
Have mercy on me, Lord. Gandhi, you know Beyonce. Queen to H5, check.
More tea, Goofy.
Wax to see you. Click here to order, or click here for more great products from Wax to see you.
Unauthorized advert, window closed. Protecting you from intrusive advertising. Bigipedia, sponsored by Kianto.
Kianto.
Your mouth would thank you if it could.
Returning to main page.
Featured article.
The Line.
Discussion.
Flipside 2009.
I couldn't get through the first episode. Some of the camera work made me feel sick. And that bit where you see it through the eyes of a dog gave my girlfriend a nosebleed. What's with all the dogs, anyway? I thought this was supposed to be a cop drama.
Nietzschean Superman.
You are obviously too stupid to be allowed to watch the greatest television show in history. How do you have time to post comments in Bigipedia when there's more The Line to be watched? To quote Alison Rye back in The Independent, this is best watched as a DVD box set. Waiting a week between episodes is like volunteering to be put in a coma for 6 days, 23 and a half hours.
Candy Girl 21.
Well, let me deal with this one. Hey, Flipside.
Hey.
Keep watching. I was just like you until I watched episode 6. It all falls into place incredibly. This is the most unbelievable show. It's beyond a show. It's like a piece of art that has a religion in it that you want to belong to and then realise you already do.
I don't think I'm going to persevere, to be honest, but thanks anyway.
Are you
swearing?
Nuts?
This is literally the most important experience you'll ever have.
I don't have the time. I work night and...
Leave your job. Don't give up on this.
Look,
I... You think I'd have left my job, left my family, moved to Pittsburgh if this wasn't the best show of all time?
You left your family?
The line is my family now.
I have to go.
Don't you turn your back on this. Don't you leave me. This is the greatest TV show of all time.
To be honest, it doesn't really get going until season 3.
Newsflash.
Bigipedia has detected from your history and eye movements that there is breaking news that may be of interest to you. Click here for a live news feed.
Dirk Walcott, the actor best known as Big Chief Hoopoo, the face of Kianto, who was famously paid off with a lifetime supply of the drink, died today following a vicious fight with himself. Now, in a moment, if we've got time, we'll join the end of that special presidential announcement live from the War Room. But first, is Kristi Newsom famous? America's number one t-shirt says no.
Would you like to change your screensaver? You have chosen Dentist Sunrise. I'm sorry, that screensaver is currently unavailable. Please choose again. You have chosen screensaver Radio 4.
Bigipedia was conceived by Nick Doody and written by Nick Doody and Matt Kirshen with Kerry Marks and Sarah Morgan. It featured Ewan Bailey, Sam Battersea, Margaret Caborn-Smith, Nick Doody, Neil Edmund, Pippa Evans, Cobner Holbrook-Smith and Lewis MacLeod. The music was by Guy Jackson, the producer was David Tyler and the programme was a positive production for the BBC.